questions for Art Rosengarten. He'll also do a reading for you, of course, a quick one. And we're going to talk about the candidates as well when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Art Rosengarten with us and your calls. But first, Art, the candidates. What did you do?
Well, George, I just posted on my website my with tarot card pictures, the 12 candidates, 12 remaining contenders, the court cards that each one was given through random number generation, kind of synchronistically, and they are so interesting because I think they really fit. And I'm be happy to go through it with you, but if your listeners are on my website, they can actually see it visually.
Yeah, for those who are driving and things like that, let's go through some of the highlights.
Driving. Yeah, don't look if you're driving.
Go ahead.
So these are just the court cards, which represent adult personality styles, you could say. Do you want to ask me any of the candidates?
Okay. Well, let me get up to your website, too, while we're at it. It'll make it easier. I've got
look in the right-hand column under posts.
Okay, I'll do that. And you did how many of them, you said?
12. Three Democrats and nine Republicans.
All right. Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, I'm on your site.
If you look in the upper right column.
Upper right. What's it say, the tarot circle?
No.
What am I looking for?
Yeah, you know, if you look under posts, there's a column that says posts, and the top one will say.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Latest posts.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these people. I wish I could make it. Oh, you can make it bigger, too. Very good. All right. Let us start with the Democrats.
Yes.
Because there aren't that many.
Okay.
You have Bernie Sanders.
Yes, we do.
Knight of Cups. Go ahead.
Okay. So, think of it this way, George. The Knights are questers. Now Sanders is the knight, so he's the quester of cups. That's the heart. That's the really associated with cups is heart, love, care, nurturance, emotional connection. And so Bernie Sanders is the Knight of Cups. If we want to get a sense of his kind of personality style. If we were to move over to O'Malley, O'Malley came out, remember, this was all through total random number generation. He came out as the Page of Cups.
What does that mean?
Pages are younger. Pages are like students. They're like college student age. So he's also in that same suit of caring, nurturance, love, cups, the water element. But he's much younger in terms of his development. He's more of a page. And then we have Hillary. Hillary came out again as cups. So all three Democrats came out in the suit of cups.
Is that unusual?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's four suits, and, you know, they all came out as cubs. Now, Hillary, not surprising, I think, if you are a Hillary fan, and many people are not, but those who are, she came out as the Queen of Cups. Queens are nurturers. They nurture the element that they represent. And, I think that certainly, in a positive sense, could be said of Hillary, that she is nurturing, kind of like a nurse.
All right, now what everybody wants to know, Art, is what does this mean? Who's going to win?
I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that. Like I said, I wouldn't say that unless I really set up and prepared a full deck and spent enough time shuffling it and randomizing it and creating something that was really, really very powerful before I would make a big prediction like that. I don't. So you have to get me back another time.
I was going to say, be prepared for that. So, but this is basically a trait, a personality trait?
This is their leading trait. Now, with the full reading that I gave of Donald Trump, that's a full 11-card reading that really speaks to his state of mind in a very comprehensive way.
So what can you say about him?
Okay, well, just in terms of the traits, I'll tell you his trait, and then I mean, we can go into his whole reading. That also is posted on my website. Donald came out as his trait as the Queen of Wands, which is interesting.
It is what it is, right?
It is. Now, wands is fire. You know, he's very charismatic. And he, you know, he is a queen of fire. And that's a lot of what, this is really their persona, you could say. So Donald came out as the Queen of Wands. Christie came out as Page. He's a page. He's a younger development of Swords. Now, Swords is mental. That's intellectual thinking. So he's a student of thought. That's what a Page of Swords means for Christie. Rand Paul, he came out, interestingly enough, as a King of Cups. Kings are masters or makers. And again, this is like the Democrats' World Cups. Rand Paul, the only Republican, I think, that came out as a cup. He's a king. It was quite surprising. Rubio is also a king. He's a King of Swords. That's a king of thinking, rational, mental. Then we have Cruz. Cruz came out as a page of pentacles. Hmm. Pentacles is more money, practical things, material things, solid things. And he's like a student of that. Carson came out as a knight, you know, a quester of swords, of intellect. Kasich came out as another king, a king of wands, where Trump was a queen of wands. Kasich is a king of wands. Wands are very charismatic and very action-oriented,
mm-hmm.
Tend to be pretty intuitive, actually. Bush came out as the Queen of Swords.
What's that mean?
Well, he's nurturing ideas. You know, he's, you know, like when he said there's a lot of really cool ideas that he has that he'd rather be talking about. I think that may be his MO, is that he would like to nurture some new ideas. I think he lacks the charisma for a politician that say Trump has, but that's what Bush came out here. Fiorini, King of Pentacles, classic. So she's a maker. Pentacles is money, right? Finance.
All right. Are all these traits presidential?
No. No, we don't want a page.
You don't want a page.
We don't want a page. I think a queen would be good. King certainly would be good. A knight would be heroic. I didn't do Obama.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he's a lame duck anyway.
Pardon me?
He's a lame duck anyway.
Yeah, he's a lame duck anyway.
So I'd like you to put together something and get you back.
Okay, I will do that.
You know, with some specific predictions. Let's take some calls here for you, Art,
as
they roll in here. Mary in Ontario, Canada, mm-hmm. and you can do your thing with your three cards, Art. Mary, go ahead.
Good morning, Art and George. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Now, did you have a question or do you want a quick reading?
I'd love to have a quick reading.
All right, Art, take it away.
Do you have a particular question for a reading?
Just basically what my life path, where it's going to take me for myself.
Okay. I'm going to do this very quickly. I'm going to use my own intuition. I have a fanned face-down deck. I can't see what the cards are. I'm just going to pull three cards. One, okay. Two, three. And the first card represents the way it appears, the way your path appears to be at this moment. And that is, I'm using my deck, TNP. So this card is called the Ring. That means that's an agent of wholeness. It appears like your life is about becoming a whole person. That's what your path is, becoming a whole person, which is a wonderful thing to strive for. But what's really going on, and that's position two, what's really going on, here you have the Hanged Man, which is an agent of surrender. What's really going on now is you're stepping back. You're stepping back and observing what's going on. You're wanting to have a little distance and just detach yourself from the circus of life and observe. And where you need to pay special attention, that's the third card, and this is the Devil. So this means that you need to look at self-deception, possibly issues around addiction or self-delusion. That's the Devil. So it seems like you have some very, very lofty goals in your life, and you need to look at where you may have some shadow work to do.
All right. Does that help you?
Okay.
All right. Great.
Yeah, it does very much so.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Good luck to you. And by picking these three cards, they give you what percent of accuracy do you think?
100.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strong.
George, here's you know, everybody asked that question, but here's what the real truth is. Accuracy is a myth. We don't know how to measure accuracy because it's only based on what we believe is true. So it's not really accurate. What it is relevant. It's 100% relevant. It has to be, because this is what is appearing in the now. And so, at least for now, this is what is relevant. These cards are, I believe that we are all walking tarot decks. The cards are our DNA. And so they're all true at various moments. This is just the moment, you know, of divination, where we tend to look at pieces that tarot is telling us to look at.
How come you don't need birth dates?
I do, birth dates, there's a whole level of numerology in the tarot, and so I do wonderful things with, if I have a birth date, I can tell you about six or seven different cards that are relevant to you, very relevant.
All right, next up we go to Joe in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Long time listener. First time I tried getting through, went right through. I guess I'm
perfect.
The cards, huh?
That's right.
Okay, I was looking for a quick reading. What this year has to hold for me.
Okay.
There you go, Art.
All right. Okay. The way it looks like coming in, that this is a time for you this card's called the Traveler, and it's about looking at new paths of self-discovery. It's stepping out of the old mold and trying to find new ways towards a greater wisdom. But what's really going on, Joe, in this now, is the Moon. And the Moon card is an agent of imagination. And psyche. So it's saying that you're actually connecting with a deep part of yourself that's beyond your conscious control, maybe filled with various types of emotions or deep memories. And so you're getting a lot of information from the unconscious right now. And where you need to pay special attention for this year is the Well, which is an agent of renewal. This is a card that has to do with things like rebirth, cleansing.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's cleansing yourself so that you can start a new cycle.
And that's cleansing cleansing or purging?
Well, both of those are part of this of the spectrum. But I more cleansing. If it was reversed, I would say purging.
All right, good luck, Joe. Let's take one more quick one before the break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. We'll go to Patty in San Francisco now. Hi, Patty, go ahead.
Hi, what an interesting program.
It is. It is indeed. Did you want a reading, or you have a quick question?
I would like a reading quickly.
All right, and what would you like to ask for the reading? What do you want to find out?
I'm going through so much stress right now. We're having a problem with my son and addiction.
Okay, some personal family stuff, Art.
That's personal stuff. Okay, we'll do it again for you. So starting off, you have a beautiful card, the World card. It looks like it's about integration. So you ask the question, how can I pull all this stuff together into one whole? But what's really going on, and the next card is judgment reversed. So a decision needs to be made, and you're stuck, you're procrastinating, or you're blocked in some major kind of life-altering decision. And what you need to focus on now, like another caller, you have the Devil card, which means you need to focus on your shadow side, your places where you may be deluding yourself, or it may be involved with some kind of a false attachment or addiction. So that's what you need to look at from your side.
Art, would you give out your website again, please?
Yes, artrosengarten.com. And if you forget how to spell it, you can go to moonlightcounseling.com. It'll take you to the same place.
Do you have some kind of online program going too?
I will be, yes. I will be doing an online program in February. You can get information about that on my website.
And are you on Facebook yet and Twitter?
In Oregon at the Northwest Tarot Symposium.
Oh, cool.
March.
All right. And how about social networking? You doing any of that? Facebook,
well, yes.
Twitter?
I have a Yahoo discussion group, which is free to join, and it's a lot of fun. We're doing politics now.
How do they find you?
Go to my website. You'll see it. It's Tarot Psych. It's called Tarot Psych. It's a Yahoo discussion group. And the URL you can find right on my website, and everybody's invited. You don't have to know anything about the tarot. You can join in, and it's really a lot of fun and interesting.
New technology is amazing now, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love it. Okay, Art, stay with us. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take some final questions and readings. So many people, they keep calling, Art. They keep calling. But we'll be back in a moment, and also email me, folks, looking for Coast Insiders. So email me your phone number. Tom wants to do a little tape promotion with you. We'll be back. Holidays are over, so it's time to get back to Los Angeles. Jimmy Church will fill in for me on the Friday show. Make sure you're part of that program. And then I'll be back Monday live out of our L.A. studios. Can't believe Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's already gone. We shall be back with Art Rosengarten, though, and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Dory with you. Our final segment, Art Rosengarten as well, and you've heard many of the things we have talked about with him. What do you find, Art, to be the most important aspect of tarot reading? What is the thing?
Well, it's important to get clear on the question. It's important to get clear on what you know, and you want to ask you start with a specific question and you want to ask it in the most general way.
Right.
So if he, you know, will I get a job next week? He wanted to turn that into what is my career path and let the tarot cards give you specific information. But the most important thing beyond that is beginner's mind, coming with an open mind, suspending disbelief, and placing a supreme trust in the truth of the card in that moment. Allow it to come in and talk to you. That's it.
Is there a certain time one should do the tarot card reading? Yeah. I mean, will the days affect
it? After you've struggled with a particular issue that still hasn't cleared up and it's there and you've exhausted all the obvious things and you still have it hasn't moved, then you consult an oracle and get serious.
Okay, and let's get serious with some more calls. Beth, first-time caller, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Beth. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So excited. First-time caller, long-time listener,
great.
Host Insider.
Thank you.
My question is about my business. I've been making jewelry for years and want to know if I'm going in the right direction.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
Go ahead, Art.
All right, so... It appears that you have that card someone else had, and I've shuffled these cards, believe me. You have the Judgment card reversed. So it looks like you're feeling really stuck about making a major decision, and you know that you have to make a decision, but you're not ready, you're not sure what to do with that. But what's really going on with this is another reversed card, the Tower, and this is a card reversed that you kind of feel stuck in the Tower's prison, in the dungeon. You feel
that was his business.
Yeah, you feel like the thing is kind of collapsing, but you can't get out of it. And what you need to pay special attention to now is the Fool, which means that, and that's about freedom, thinking in a very open-minded way about all the possibilities and not allowing all of the negativity to determine the direction you go, but kind of look at the whole realm of unlimited possibility and see what comes up for you.
Does that help you?
Yeah, it helps me a lot. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. Good luck. Yeah, my daughter used to make some jewelry, too. Her little company was called Tulip Topia, and she's not doing that anymore, but she had fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. You have fun doing this, Art.
Oh,
I can tell.
Yeah, I love it.
How many years you been doing it now?
Something like 35 or 40.
Wow.
And I'm only 42 years old. So.
Yeah, you started as a baby, huh?
I did.
Now, the cards that you made... What's so different about them?
Well, I'm reading these readings with them. They're
okay. And when you did the presidential ones, were they with your cards?
No.
Okay.
No. Those were with a classic deck.
All right.
My cards don't have court cards. My cards don't have the playing cards, you know, the lower cards. Mine are all the archetypes. Mine are all the big cards. And I've added five more to the mix, like I talked about before. Plus two other cards that are not in the standard tarot. But they are based on the standard tarot. They're the same numbers. They're the same archetypal principles. There's nothing that's different. They're just expanded.
Donna's in Ohio and now on Coast to Coast. Hello, Donna.
Hi. I was actually wondering if I could get a reading, and I'm wondering if my finances will improve.
Finances for Donna, Art.
Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing.
That's a big question by a lot of people.
Okay,
go ahead, sir.
So, well, you start off with the Fool. You start off, it looks like anything goes. And you may not agree with that, but that's the way the tarot is saying right now. It looks like it's pretty much an open-ended question. It could go any way, but what's really going on, remember, that's the key question for the second card, Okay. Now, this is the justice reverse. This is balance reverse. And it's saying that you're out of balance, that you're in a one-sided position about your finances right now. And you need to be thinking more about getting the whole of your life in balance, not just finances, but the whole of your life, finances being one part of it. And what needs to come out now, where you need to pay special attention, is, oh my goodness, another tower reversed. This is what happens. Some of the same cards keep on coming up, and this were really shuffled. You too feel like you're stuck in the dungeon of a collapsing tower and you can't get out. You need to acknowledge that fact, and that's part of what tarot is about. Even when it's kind of a negative condition, you need to come to terms with that's what you're feeling now before you can solve that problem. And that's what the tarot is saying right now, is you feel stuck inside the dungeon of a falling tower.
Do you feel that way, Donna?
I do. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very, very welcome indeed. Mm-hmm. When you've done some experiments with the cards, haven't you done it in a group forum?
I've done a lot of experiments. Yes, in group form. Now, on my Tarot Psych website, I've done experiments with people all around the world. We will pick a topic, and I'll develop a special spread, and we'll have people responding with posts of cards they got, and we'd look at the synchronicities and stuff. It's very interesting.
Let's go to Cody in Kentucky. Hi, Cody. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, I was wanting to get a reading.
All right.
I actually recently, my fiance left me, and, you know, we have the little girl together, so I was just wondering how that's going to end up playing out for me.
All right, that's a good question.
Sorry to hear that.
Go ahead, Art.
Let me see. I've kind of shuffled them up here. Okay. So.
Got to shuffle them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, it appears like, and here you have a card that's called the Dragon, reversed. This is a card of... it's an advanced card of initiation, and it's reversed, which means it looks like you're about to be initiated into this marriage, and it never happened. It's stuck. It's reversed. You never got to get to the other side of it. That's the way you're feeling right now. But what's really going on? Okay, here we have the Fool again, but not reversed.
It's been popping up all the time.
It is. It is tonight. There's I guess the way I would say it is, there's a lot of possibility now that you need to see, even though it didn't turn out the way you wanted and you may be in pain, etc. You need to find that there are many, many possibilities that you haven't considered, and it's real important that you find a sense of open-mindedness about your situation right now. And where you need to pay special attention, okay, is this is the Temperance card reversed. It's saying that you need to be more creative. You're blocked on finding creative ways of dealing with the situation that are not black and white. That you have to kind of play around with the opportunities and the changes that you have until you find and you're blocking on finding some kind of new blend of the situation that can work for you. So you need to get more creative with your situation.
Good luck, Cody. How do the tarot cards work with current events, or do they?
Of course, they work with anything. You got a current event for me?
Well, yeah, I guess the price of oil continues to plummet. What's going on there?
Okay. I can tell you what's going on there right now.
See with how that works.
Anything about...
The future. You don't do the future.
Well, yeah.
Per se.
I don't know anything about the future. I don't know anything about oil either. But it's nice being a tarot reader because you don't have to know anything. You just read the cards, you know? So... So it appears like with the oil that... this is the High Priestess. It appears like there's some secret there's some secret that we don't know about with the in the whole oil industry that's pulling the strings right now. That's the way it appears. But because she's an agent of secret and deep memory.
Mm-hmm.
What's really going on? Well, we have the death card, George, your favorite.
Yeah, there we go.
I would interpret that as the entire oil industry is going through a death.
Right. The death of oil.
Right. The whole thing is this is not a temporary thing. I think that whole thing is going through a death phase. And what needs to come out, or where we need to pay special attention. And this is very curious. This is a curious card in this deck. It's called the Four Elements, and it's reversed. It's obvious. What needs to come out is we need to think about other fuel supplies. You know, more natural supplies.
Mm-hmm.
There's more elements. There's four elements than oil. You know, there's other ways of finding energy. You know, solar, wind, and alternative, and all of that. And what needs to come out is we still have not given that its proper respect. We're still kind of poo-pooing that and hanging out with this dying oil industry, and we need to really get with and get behind the alternative energy industry totally.
Will we ever do that? My God.
Probably at the 11th hour, probably at the 11th point, 11 and 59 minutes to the end.
Let's go to St. Petersburg, Florida. Bernadette's been on hold for a while. Hello there, Bernadette.
Good morning, and I'm still excited about this new man in my life that I wake up to every day. That's you, George.
Oh, it's me.
Mr. Rosenberg, I'm interested in my health path, but I would also, if you can, something about my finances.
Okay, well, no, I can only do one or the other, otherwise it'll get very mixed up.
I'm more interested in my health.
All right.
Okay.
Bernadette's health, Mr. Right. Art.
Okay. So Bernadette's health, it looks like, this is the healthiest card in the deck. This is the strength card. It looks like you're accessing really good natural chi energy strength.
That's a good thing.
Life force. That's the way it appears. However, mm-hmm. What's really going on? Well, you got that same thing as last time. That four elements reversed. It means that you need to be more holistic in your approach to health, and you're blocking on that. You're just looking at it from only one element, one aspect. And I think that's possibly your problem, and where you need to pay special attention. I don't know what it is tonight, George, but you too are stuck. You too are stuck in the dungeon of the tower. It's the tower reversed, and there's a lot of upheaval and change going on up above. Maybe that's your body that's being attacked from the outside and the inside, and you need to get out of there. You need to change the living structure and the health structure that you're under, and you can't get out. You're feeling stuck in the dungeon, so you need to figure out how to get out of that tower.
Okay.
There you go, Bern. Hope that helps you.
It does. I have a mesh. I'm a victim of the mesh implant, man.
Oh,
I can't.
Geez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I hear him, and I'm believing that I'm going to have the money to take care of it soon.
Good.
Okay, you take care of yourself. Couple minutes left. I think we've got time for one more, maybe two. Let's go to Edward in New Jersey. Hi, Edward. Go ahead, sir.
I'm what I call a metaphysical researcher. I've known about the tarot for a long time. I have a deck. It's the Egyptian tarot, which I had from the Church of Light in Los Angeles.
Huh?
I've never really been able to do any work with it, although I've been interested in it. I'm really skeptical about how scientific this is. I am an astrologer. It is definitely scientific, and right now Mercury is retrograde, for your information. I'm concerned about many things. I could really have quite a long session with you, especially health and finance. I think that if my finances would improve, my health and my life would improve with it. Okay. Trying to retire and control my finances and control my home.
Yeah. So you want to do finances?
Can I tell you?
Yeah, we've only got a minute left, Art.
Okay, I'm gonna help this man out. He's from New Jersey, my home state. Okay. The way it appears, okay, this is the Hanged Man. It's an agent of surrender. You're standing back, looking at this thing from a neutral, objective standpoint. What's really going on here, well, you got the Lover's card here, and it's maybe that something that's very important about relationships for you. I don't have a lot of time here to explore that, but that's what's really going on. Is the Lovers is union, is very positive card, of course, and where you need to pay special attention. Okay, here you have the Justice reversed, which means injustice or imbalance. You're out of balance. You need to put your life more in balance. Probably relationships and finance need to be in balance.
Art, my friend, I want to thank you. Let's keep in touch. Do some work on the presidential candidates for me, okay?
I will. Anytime, George. I will have that ready for you.
All right. That'll be dramatic. Just let us know when it's ready, and we'll pop you back on. And we've got John Ho coming up next week to talk about his thoughts, too. So it's time. It's time to make some incredible predictions. Don't forget, Jimmy Church filling in for me tomorrow as I fly back west. I hear it's cold and rainy there. Man, I just can't get away from the rain, but we'll give it the best shot we can. For Dan Galante, Ji-Hun Lee, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudisor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borelson, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.